Tri-City Tips Net, calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo. My name is Josh and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.06 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. This net is held each Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also, to promote good fellowship amongst amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. This net is a directed open net, which means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are also three sections to the tips net. The first section is an open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second section is for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And we have a third section which gives you an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and release the mic button, then listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question, let me reset the repeater. This is Josh, K0JEB. I'll be your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call signs slowly.
Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave, and Preston, nothing at this time.
This is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo. I recognize the following stations. Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, good evening, with a few items of interest for the net, and Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave, with nothing at this time. Are there any further stations that wish to check into the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's tips net? Please call now.
This is November, Kilo, 1 Victor, Steve, Coventry. Nothing yet.
Database where you can go in and search by state or town or
GPS coordinates, and you can find out what towers are where, what their height is, what their overall height is above mean sea level, who the owner is, who the contact information is, when they were constructed, etc. So I found that quite interesting. And of course, amateur radio antennas on water towers aren't towers, so they would not be listed, but I found this quite interesting. It's antenna structure registration. And with those two items of interest, I'll go back to net control. Thank you very much. This is KC1TWR Mobile.
This is K0JB. Very good, Tim. That FCC website has a lot of information. I've looked through. I found that particular structure registration that you're talking about, and they also have an online tool that you can use to be put in your coordinates, and it will give you a preliminary view of any structure limits in the area. And in my case, my big thing is I'm so close to the airport, and it was able to tell me that if I stayed under so many feet, I wouldn't be in jeopardy of having to try and get a clearance from the airport to be able to put up a tower or something of that nature. There's a lot of good information there. Let's move on down to Dave. Dave, do you have any comments or anything to add along with the weather stuff that Tim was talking about? K1DCT, this is K0JB.
Oh, good evening, Josh, Tim, and Steve. This is K1DCT. Appreciate Tim bringing all that weather info, and I was not familiar with that antenna structure part of the FCC, but there is a lot to navigate at their website. I've been there a number of times looking for things, and something to go explore. Of course, the weather stuff, and as Tim said, when all else fails, a bunch of guys with pocket protectors and bad haircuts can throw an antenna up and make communication. So, and I've forgotten their pants pulled up a little too high. So, with that, that's about all I've got, unfortunately. I just been a busy day, and A little more exhausted than I'd like to be, and my brain's starting to want to shut down. So I won't delay it any longer. Back to net control, K1DCT.
Thanks, Dave. This is K0JB. Along with that weather stuff that Tim was sharing with us this evening, even though we, tend to, be on top of our radio safety, I feel it's worth mentioning, reminder to anyone that may be listening to always keep an eye out for thunderstorms, and when in doubt, disconnect your radio. It's better safe than sorry. With that, let's go over to Steve. I got a kid in the background trying to get my attention. We'll go over to Steve. November QO1 Victor. This is K0JB.
November QO1 Victor. Good evening, all. And Tim, thank you for the interesting comments. And Dave, I have no defense whatsoever on your comments, but I did just get a nice haircut tonight, so the haircut part, the bad haircut, I will not accept. Hi. Ham radio. I love those kind of stories, Tim. That know, when things are down, because I actually, you know, we have field day. We all know field day's coming up and stuff, and we're all doing our thing with that. And I made my first camping trek out this weekend against my usual don't camp on holiday weekends. But we had a great time overall. You know, we had a great time, period. But one of the things, of course, I had to play some radio. And the campground was going on other advice of, what's it saying? It said permission, asking forgiveness is better than asking permission. A little bit easier. Let me reset. The campsite I had was perfect for stringing up. I've had really good luck with NFED antenna for HF, and I shot up a, you know, got a string over nice and, you know, all behind the scenes and everything, and got my 135-foot wire up, which is usually about the best that you can do anywhere. You know, it's a lot of wire, and got that all set up and strung out of the way where no one could really see it, and all ready to go, and got the coax out of the radio and the tuner and everything, and quickly realized that I did not have my 9-to-1 transformer with me, so it kind of left that unusable. So I, in true ham fashion, dug through all my bags and my pickup truck and everything and found a G5RV that I had stashed away, and took down the long wire, which was at a slope, and put up a G5RV at a slope, and had the beadline at another slope perpendicular to it, which is highly unrecommended, and wrapped it around a tree like 6 times the coax for just because, and I had really good success, and I fell next round. I had one really good contact out in the Midwest there, but it worked actually quite well. It was pretty amazing. So we make it work with what we got. Back to net and K1B.
K0JB. Well, thanks, Steve. You know, I don't always know if the if those transformers are actually needed. I don't know. I think with every situation, everybody has a different setup. I got a long wire here, and you know, I managed to pull it off without even having an onion, or what do you call it, an un or a 9-to-1 balun or 4-to-1 balun, all that stuff. I just have my coax going straight to the wires and send them off into the tree. And I do get a little bit of RF in the shack. I don't think it's too much to write home about. I stopped the bathroom light from going on and off a few times, so I think I finally got everything dialed in just right. I think it also depends on the antenna tuners too. Again, this is QO0, Juliet Echo Bravo, with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And I'm going to go ahead and look for if there's any other check-ins that wish to check in, please come now with your call signs.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. This check-in is checking in.
And the net recognizes KA6PVG. Good evening, Kevin. Did you have any questions that you wanted to bring to the net this evening?
I do not. I had a meeting down at City Hall and just got home, joined the net about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and just kind of sitting back, getting the pace of the net here and seeing what's going on.
Oh, very good. Since you just checked in, and I'll give you instant service here. I'm not sure how much you caught, but Tim brought some good information to the net about a few examples recently of how amateur radio was able to support the community when natural disasters struck and normal mode of communications were knocked out, and the amateur radio operators were able to pick up everything and help out. share about the weather, anything, the floor is yours. KA6PDG, this is K0JB.
Thanks, Josh. Well, I'll have to cogitate on that for a few minutes. I came in here and you were talking about when in doubt, disconnect. And I did hear a few lightning crashes on the repeater input there. Or I guess it was the repeater. I don't know. Anyway, and then I heard Steve's remarks. So, can't think of too much to say. Steve, I think it was Steve's comment. No, it was you. You said the bathroom light was going on and off with one of your antenna setups I had years ago. Trying to remember what I was using for an antenna, but I think it was a dipole. When I lived over on Lafayette Street in Norwich. Anyway, whenever I'd get on 10 meters, my automatic coffee grinder would start up. So I went through coffee like crazy that year. Other than that, I'll think on the subject. I'm glad Tim's in town. I didn't hear his transmission. I thought he was out of town. But good to hear everybody. And I did hear, I did have the recorder going. I set it up before I left the house and started it. So I won't get the thing posted on the website as quickly tonight because I'll have to dub it off to another machine. But there you go, KA6PDG.
It's K0JB. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I was recording it just in case. So had a good discussion going here. Let's go back up to the top with Tim and see what else he has for us this evening. KC1TWR, this is K0JB.
Thank you, Josh, and hello, Kevin. Glad you could make it. Yeah, the trip back from North Carolina yesterday was very long, very tiresome. But we made it home again, safe and sound. And so far, according to EasyPass, I've only paid, I think it's about $68 in tolls so far that they've told me about. There may be more coming. While I was down there, I was able to check into a net that was on a 145.210 repeater, which is part of a PIED, I think, is the group. But they have repeaters pretty much all across North Carolina. So you can be on North Carolina beaches and talk all the way over to the near Asheville. It's quite an amazing setup. Not part of any club, but many clubs are part of that system. But anyhow, the net, I found it, whenever I go somewhere, I'd love to listen, and if I can, check into the nets. And it was interesting to hear everybody, when they called for check-ins, I never heard such a plethora of people talking all at once. And yet somehow, net control was able to, without asking people to call back again, quickly go down through and identify everybody who checked in. So I found that quite interesting. So that was good. I was wondering how other people found other nets, and you know, whether it's a regional thing or whether really they are just unique unto themselves. The other thing is I found out recently is that the new volunteer monitoring positions, apparently they've opened it up where people can start submitting applications. So if you go to the AWR website, you can find out what the requirements are. But this is for the old official observer that was done away with. They're starting to take applications for the volunteer monitor positions. Don't know when they'll become active, but it was interesting that they've started to put that together. And on weather-related, yeah, the two items I mentioned were amateur radio came in and was able to, and Skywarn was able to come in and help in situations, both, what was it, in Ohio, I think it was, and in India. That was quite useful, and it got me thinking about when hurricanes, if they come up the coast again, and are we prepared for, you know, if it comes through, blows down our normal antennas, are we prepared with the little go kits and what have you to be able to establish communications? I'm going to have to ask myself that very sternly, because I don't think KC1TWR is prepared. So so he's going to have to work on that. Back to Night Control, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JB. Thanks, Tim. And let's see, a couple comments I had. If you could stick around for a minute after net, I wanted to talk to you real quick about Museum Ships Weekend. And also, you know, that's a tricky thing with the checking in of nets. And for those of you that have had the opportunity to check it out, there's a program called NetLogger. And it's primarily used for the large nets that are on the HF bands. But there is some people that do use them when they're having local nets on repeaters and, you know, up on the VHF band. And it really does help out, especially, you know, if we were to ever get into, you know, the upper teens or 20s of people checking in, it gives a visual representation of everyone in there. And usually when you have a long check-in list like that, it gets confusing. You know, you forget who comes after you and stuff like that. And that NetLogger program, I would check that out if you're interested about it. It's really neat. We use it for the 3838 Breakfast Club every morning. And sometimes it helps you know who's talking before you, even if the band conditions are bad. You know, the net control takes a minute to update the list and show you who's actually talking. Let me reset the repeater. Apologize for talking so much. Keep getting a dry tongue here. This is K0JB with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And I'll be looking for some more check-ins here in a few minutes. But right now, let's move over to K1DCT. Dave, do you have anything else you want to share? It's K0JB.
Yeah, well, thanks, Josh. Good evening again to all those in the net. Kevin joined us. And Steve, nothing personal about the bad haircuts, but it's a long story. Forget it. This is K1DCT, and like Tim, I can sort of admit that I'm not really truly prepared. I don't have a go kit. I have stuff that I could throw together. I have, you know, batteries and handhelds and small amplifiers. I could, as I'll state, booger some stuff together and make it work. But I never did build a go kit. I worked so long for the power company, I figured if something really happened, I knew where I would be. And it wouldn't be sitting next to a go kit. I just never bothered to build one. So it catches my thought once in a while that yes, I need to maybe get a 2-meter rig and do it, but I don't. HF side, I am all set to go. I have a KX3. I have a what do you call it? NFED antenna. I can throw up in a 3, and I can go HF without much of a problem. But the 2-meter side would be a little bit more of a, we'll call it a calamity. But doable, but you know, clip leads and you know, the ways of old. Back to net, K1DCT.
You got a bad haircut. Maybe that's where that was coming from. Let's move over to Steve. NK1V. This is K0JB.
NK1V. Yes, and actually it was Tim, K6PDG, that gave me the statement. better to ask for forgiveness and permission on the whole camping thing. I think no matter how, I mean, I put together goal kits, I do put all kinds of stuff together. It seems like just like this weekend, no matter what I do, it never really, unless it, you know, you set it up and take it down a few times, which I have done, but there's always something that you miss. I think that's not really what we rely on, is having everything ready to go. It's more important to be able to work with what you have, to make some sort of communication, using our knowledge. There's a lot of instances that can come up where you may not have at hand what you had at home all packed in a nice waterproof case, and you're dropped in the middle of a situation where there's some equipment, and you're asked to maybe help make communication and put that stuff together. And that's what our strongest point is, not all the stuff we have, but what's all in that mushy gray matter up top there. Back to Matt and K1B.
WR Mobile.
It occurs to me to make sure that station didn't have anything priority, so I'll just pause for a few seconds. Otherwise, station, Josh will pick you up in a minute, but let me pause in case you had priority.
No priority.
All right, sir. Thank you. And his call is November 1, Hotel Whiskey Romeo, just to help you out there, Josh. No, good points, and when it comes to being prepared, I think no matter how prepared you are, you can always be more prepared. I think any of the emergency management folks would agree with that. As far as go kits, I haven't been terribly good at it myself. I'll start a go kit, and then I'll start another go kit. So I've got a little bit of a go kit in this room and a little one in the other room. When I was up with Jerry, KC1 KLW, up at the Hurricane Hunter gathering a few weeks ago, and of course the hams had a station going and a table. Boy, I think I saw the most incredible go kit I've ever seen. I mean, it had HF, it had CB radio, it had just all sorts of stuff in it. Thing is, it would have required a small truck to haul it around. I can't really see you lugging that thing up the side of a mountain or on a boat going over to Fisher's Island or whatever. But it was a good demo. Let's see. One of the... and I'm probably in the same boat as everybody. Of course, hopefully my VHF antenna situation will get improved here in a few weeks. Having a practice with using VHF, UHF, simplex, using temporary portable repeaters, using relays on simplex, all that stuff can be helpful. As far as large nets, back to your comment, Tim, of a couple of minutes ago, yeah, we're used to fairly small nets around here, but when you get a big net going, whether it's HF or VHF with linked repeaters, the net control's really, really got to be on top of it, really got to be listening well, really have a good handle on his phonetic alphabet. Sometimes using headphones helps. And some of these guys on the bigger nets have been doing it for years and years, so they might just, maybe there's a double, maybe there's a triple, but they catch one syllable and they know the guy's voice because they've been doing it for years. So it's kind of a combination of things. It's very important to train new net controls. We talk about that a lot. And Josh, you're relatively new, but you're doing a great job. And you run the traffic net once or twice or three. So we got up and coming talent here, and it's You know, it's kind of cool to train people and see the experienced operators at work. And, yeah, the large nets can be a challenge. And then again, you never know. The guy might have been... The guy that you heard, Tim, might have been listening on a couple of different frequencies, you know. Maybe he was up on a mountain and had the opportunity to listen to three or four repeaters at once. You just never know. And sometimes that can help. Sometimes that can be a hindrance. All right, enough out of me. Josh, KA6PDG, back to net.
Ready to go, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, you never know what you're going to need when you're going to need it. That's the problem. But I do have a backpack with radios ready to go if there's a rescue situation or you got to go into the woods. Obviously, nobody's carrying any kind of big gear into the woods, but having the antennas ready and just practicing on how to put things up is something, as a club, we could probably do some more of that, which is what Field Day is all about. And I'm going to stick around after that because I have something for Tim. With that, K1RMN, back to net.
Very good, Bob. Thanks for sharing that with us this evening. It's K0JB with Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. I don't have a Go Kit set up. Pretty much if I go anywhere, I take my radio out of my house, throw it in the bag, and go with it. Let's go over to Tim, KC1TWR. This is K0JB.
Thank you, Josh. I've just boosted my power to medium. It's down here at Eastern Point Beach. It is raining cats, dogs, and elephants. I can't see the New London shore anymore because of the rain. I can barely see the New London light from the lighthouse. Same thing with ledge light. So that may be causing some of the problem with the repeater and what have you. I'd be curious what Steve, NK1V, might have thoughts on the DMR, because I know he's up in the Ashford-Bolton type of area. The only DMR repeaters I'm familiar with really are Ledyard and Waterford, so I don't know if they're reachable from Ashford or not. I do know that N1CLV, Wayne, who is organizing the amateur radio side of the Angel Ride, is going to have the MCU-4 set up with its antenna, and they will have a simplex going, and also help to coordinate traffic. But I know that he's not doing DMR from the trailer as far as he can receive it, transmit on it, but it's not set up as a repeat or a beacon for that. So that's about all I can do to help with that. The other thing was, oh golly, I think that's really about all that I had on that. So I will be around afterwards, although I'll probably recommend jumping to either Waterford or Groton Repeater to talk to you, Bob, to talk to Bob and Josh. And with that, I'll go back to net control. It's KC1TWR, mobile.
Well, thanks, Tim. It's K0JB. Let's see. Let's move over to Steve, NK1V. Did you have anything you wanted to share with Don, possibly? I did find Don on the ctaries.org website. They have a list of all the DMR repeaters and with all the towns. And the closest one I could find near Ashford was Killingly. So if you go on the ctaries.org website, that might help. But let's go over to Steve. NK1B is K0JB. Share with us, Kevin.
Yeah, I think Steve was reminding you about Dave being in there as well. As far as Don's questions, I had the impression he was looking for DMR or analog repeaters, and may not have a smartphone at his disposal at the moment, would be my guess. So your Killingly repeater with the Akira Club, that's 147.225. Standard offset 147.225, the PL 156.7, same as this repeater. You may from Ashford be able to hit, it's not uncommon depending on where in Ashford, I don't know where the firehouse is. You can try Norwich, 146.730, that's 146.730, same PL as Killingly in this one, standard offset. And the only other one that I know in my head is Lebanon, the Lebanon repeater on 147.300. Again, these are all analog, 147.300, and I'm pretty sure that's a PL of 77. So maybe that's helpful to him, Josh, maybe not. That's all I got, KA6PDG. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Kevin. It's K0JB. It's possible that the weather may be affecting your transmission, Kevin. Pretty much 80% of what you said on my end was ineligible. Couldn't copy. So we'll move over to Don, N1HWR. Like I said, I found Killingly, which is 444.8 megahertz with a plus offset, and it's a color code 1. Sorry I wasn't able to help too much, but N1HWR, K0JB.
This is N1HWR. Appreciate all the help. We've been aimed at stores. We're going to try Killingly, and hopefully that works. We've got a Yagi to try. We've got a Vertical. But appreciate all the help the gentlemen in the area have given us. We're going to be signing off on this repeater so we can work on our DMR. Gentlemen, thank you very much again. Josh, here you're a newbie at Net Control. You're doing a great job. I've been there myself, so I know the feeling. Everybody have a good day. This is N1HWR, clear.
All right. Thanks, Don. Yeah, you can tell I'm still green. K0JB with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And move on down to Bob, K1RMN. Did you have anything else to share with us this evening?
This is K1RMN. Negative on that. With the storm and everything, I'll keep it quite brief and just say 73s, and I'll at least be listening afterwards. If you guys are going to move to a another repeater, I'll be able to meet you guys over there. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
All right. Very good. After the net, I'd like to switch over to the Groton repeater if that's okay with everybody. But we're gonna move on to the second section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's Tips Net. And does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? Please call now.
KC1TWR.
All right, Nat recognized KC1TWR. Go ahead with your announcement.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And this is probably old news to everybody, to a lot of people, but just in case it makes sense to repeat it. This Friday evening is the Twilight Run down at Bluff Point. N1CLV, Wayne, is the organizer for that. He still has a couple of positions if anybody's looking. And if anybody wants to ride bicycle as the sweep, that would be appreciated too. Secondly, This weekend we have the Museum Ships Weekend event down at the Nautilus Submarine Museum, which is at the southern entrance to the sub base. You don't need to get on the sub base to get into the Nautilus. The Nautilus Museum itself is free of charge, and it does include the ability to go down into the Nautilus itself, which is floating in the water next to the pier. We are going to be operating Friday night through Sunday afternoon, and this is Museum Ships Weekend. And if you are an amateur operator and you've ever tried to contact other people in HF and thought it was hard to find people, just imagine that you're the person, you're the fox, you're the one that everybody wants to talk to. All you have to do is get on the air and go CQ. This is N1S for the Nautilus, for the Museum Ships Weekend, and you will be talking to people quicker than you can imagine. It's always fun. There's a good group of people. I've done it for several years now, and looking forward to doing it again this year. Let me reset. Okay, and besides that, not this Thursday, but next Thursday will be the SCRAMS meeting for the amateur radio club that maintains the Groton and Waterford repeaters, and they meet at 7 o'clock at the Waterford Police Station in Waterford, Connecticut. And I think that exhausts what I have off the top of my head for announcements, so I will turn it back to Net Control. This is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. And let's go on to the third section, which is our cell swap or looking for amateur-related items. If anyone has anything they want to cell swap or looking for, please call now.
Front row seat,
Mr. Other Things, did you have any questions or comments this evening for the net? W1JOP, K0JB.
No, I don't. If I knew it was slightly regarding the weather tonight, I would have checked in earlier, but I just got done with the dinner table. But if I knew, I would have been here at 7. I am kind of a weather geek, as you may or may not know. Anyway, back to W1JOP. Have a good night.
All right, very good, John. And Tim, 87AN, any questions or comments for the net this evening? This is K0JB.
This is 87AN, and no questions or comments. Well, I guess one quick comment. I'll probably try to work my way over to the Nautilus to see if I can use the radios there this weekend. Sounds like fun. All right, back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks, Tim. It's K0JB. Name's Josh with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And before I close this down, I want to say I'm going to be going over to the Groton repeater. I will be attending the Museum Ships Weekend this year, and I'm planning on being down there from Friday night till Sunday when they get done. So look forward to seeing whoever can make it down there. But I'm going to go ahead and close the net. We had last call, no further check-ins, and I want to thank all you guys that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and thanks to those who also stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We also thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo. Good evening and 7-3.
W1JOP.